this again.
I don't like it here. I don't like
this
show.
I don't like it when I have to. Sucks. This feels like punishment, you know, community service or something. Like, except I feel like I'm probably on a, we're probably on like a government list because of this show.
Oh, I guarantee it. People have been watching the show and they don't, they're looking for clues, you know, to see what.
You know, I signed up for the TSA pre, and you know they do the background check, and I was like, I wonder what they do for that, because it took them a long time. Like my wife did it at the same time; she got hers like 2 days later. They're like, "Yep, you're good to go," and then I just kept waiting and waiting for mine, and I was like, "What are they doing? Like, what's going on? Like, what's the problem?" And I got worried that they're gonna, you know, start digging up old episodes,
digging up stuff,
you know.
Right. Yeah, they're going to, they're like
taking clips.
Yeah, they're like, "Do you, by chance, did you watch the Surgery Channel when you were a kid?" And that has something to do with it.
Yeah, somehow.
So people that watch the Surgery Channel have some sort of mental
that was
parasite.
Like a some sort of, you know, hypnotic suggestion by you know, the former Soviet Union. They're trying to poison the minds of the youth.
Poison the minds. Gorbachev.
Sleeper cells. You know, like if I see, you know, certain footage, certain of surgery again, like I'll be awoken. You know, my true purpose.
You just walk out of the house and nobody sees you.
Yeah,
again.
I'll be like, you know, my mission to assassinate Ronald Reagan will be activated.
Right. Re-assassinate him.
Where is Reagan?
What's that man doing? He's buried behind the Target in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, it's kind of, there's a tarp over a hole, and
that's where they got him.
That's where you go.
The security guard. I mean, yeah, it's a tarp over the hole, and it's just, you know, yeah, loose dirt, but there's a security guard there.
Yeah. He doesn't have a gun, but he has like, you know, like a little spray, like a bear spray kind of thing.
Yeah. And they have the Stars and Stripes, Star Spangled Banner, playing at full blast, like it just like excruciatingly loud.
Yeah. I was just looking at an article about, there's a Safeway here that started blasting classical music as a deterrent for hoodlums to hang out.
Yeah.
Which is something that they used to do at, maybe they still do at the McDonald's in downtown Seattle.
Right.
Where, you know, kids would hang out and they would just blast, you know, Beethoven or whatever. But
roll over Beethoven. That song.
Yeah, because kids hate that stuff.
They would play, or better, yeah, it'd be better if they played. They put a projector and they projected the movie Beethoven at full blast.
This is our deterrent. But
they got confused.
The neighbors were getting mad because they're turning it up so loud here at the Safeway. Like, if you lived near the Safeway, you could hear it blasting.
Wow.
At all hours.
That's amazing.
Which is cool.
Roll over Beethoven. I like that part where he moans at the end of the song. It's just like, and then he goes to the same frequency as the bass. Mm-hmm.
I like the part of the Beethoven movie where the dog is like, he slobbers, and then what's his name is like, "Oh, Beethoven.
Beethoven, you're naughty." But those movies back then were always like really dark. Like it was like a kid's movie, you know, sort of, but then the dog would actually kill and eat the rib cage. You know, he would like be eating the rib cage of people.
Yeah. And Charles Grodin is the dad.
Charles Grodin. Yeah, you have to mention his name. Charles Grodin, the dad, the main actor.
The famous actor. But, you know, his character, you know, he's like a secret alcoholic and he's hiding it from his family. Yeah. And, you know, he lost his job and, you know, the house is going to be foreclosed. And he gets that big dog and he's like, knocks over a vase or whatever. And he's like,
right,
dang it, Beethoven.
But I thought the movie was like about that they're cops and they're on the prowl and that dog is a vigilante and the dog is constantly killing these people. And he's like, "You're naughty, Beethoven." That's not the movie.
Oh, Beethoven. They made like,
oh, Beethoven eats the rib cage, just tears the rib cage off of a
made a lot of these Beethovens. How many is
did they put that rollover to Beethoven song?
You know,
if you see the movie,
opening,
I'm guessing
credits, I guarantee. Right?
Yeah, I think so. It's like they thought it was going to be as big as Tom Cruise with just take those old records off the shelf. The same kind of thing. It's going to be a zeitgeist of some sort.
Charles Grodin did Beethoven. He did Beethoven second.
He loved it.
And then he did.
He took no pay for the second.
He was like,
do this pro bono.
This is my life's purpose. I have to.
Yeah.
You
don't pay for pure art like this, he said to the grabbed the producer by the collar and pulled him towards his face.
I will not cheapen this art by accepting.
Do not cheapen this for me. Bruno, okay, take one. Bruno. I don't know what happened to the second one. I'm going to guess the third one, what I would do is I would have Beethoven be trans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then it'd be all these problems and you'd be... people would have problems with them, and it would be this whole, it would just be very timely, you know, very cool.
Yeah, except it would be in 1994, so it would be really problematic.
It would be very futuristic. Well, I mean, that's what I thought people was going to happen anyway, like when I was young, that people could change sexes at whim, you know, change modular body parts. I mean, I don't understand why people are so bent out of shape for what the future holds.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Take your penis
Let it
off.
Happen.
Put it, you know, get rid of it. Put it in the garbage. Flush it down the toilet. You know?
It's better.
Every man has thought about flushing his own penis down the toilet one time or another.
Right. And why not tell that story through Beethoven Part 4?
Right.
You know? And that could be the social commentary that we're trying to convey with Beethoven 4.
Yes.
The dog.
With the dog.
The dog does it. Also, it's not too naughty because it's a dog. It's not a human that goes...
just
right?
Yeah. Did Charles Grodin die?
No, he's no way. Grodin, isn't it Grodin?
It is Grodin.
You call it Grodin?
Grodin. No, he did die. He died recently.
Charles Grodin.
He died 2 years ago. R.I.P.
He did 2 years ago. How did he die? I'm going to guess rock climbing.
He was recreating
Beethoven Part 3 for his son.
He was trying to crank off with a, you know, belt around his neck. Well, he died from...
fell into a well. What did he die from?
Multiple myeloma. Well, that's cancer.
That's not fun. That's not cool.
That's how we're all going to go.
I bet he would have liked to have died, you know, like falling off of a bridge or, you know, having one of those like water towers, like the rust breaks free and falls on him.
Yep. Well, that's, I mean, we were talking about on the other show, you know, God wants you to die in a cool way. That's what you're going to be judged by. So if you...
And that's why we're talking about Air Supply. That's a song that they have. God wants you to die in a cool way.
Yeah. So you go, if you know, if you got cancer, then yeah, you do, you set yourself up. Might as well, like, you know, go parachuting.
This is, Marius is giving his he's going to assist you in these suicides.
Yeah. Go to.
Do you do a show called Heavy Breather? Excuse me? Did you do a show called Heavy Breather, sir?
I'm looking for
I do.
Service.
Well, there's an episode, and then they bring up, I don't know, some 9/11 bullshit we've talked about. Kicking your doors, you know, they're kicking your door down.
Yep.
They're doing it in Atlanta, that kind of stuff. You know, they do whatever they want, it seems like.
They...
Busting those kids that started the bail fund.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, like they you know, they came with a SWAT team and then they threw them in jail and they're calling them terrorists and they're just like, basically the bail fund kids.
Jesus.
For the stop cop, the cop city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going down the toilet. The flush, we're just spinning around on our way down.
Spinning around. Yeah, that's the thing, we're spinning, right? We have been.
Yep.
We have been, man. You and me, man, we did it just as bad. It's humanity. We're humanity. You and I are humanity, man. It's as simple as that. You know, like Manson.
Yeah.
It's true, though. Do you mind if I do the dishes while I do the show?
Yeah, I feel like we should, if we could figure out a way for us to, you know, be productive.
Make, do another job, do something else to make money.
Maybe I could, we could do like, yeah, like
light bookkeeping,
like a helpline, you know, like customer service. So we could talk, you know, someone yeah. calls and is like having a trouble with their refrigerator. Dude,
nine, or whatever. 911 operators. Uh-huh.
You know, redirect your call. You know, yeah. send the appropriate emergency service.
Sending ambulances to people's homes as we do this show.
Why not?
That would be, we could at least get it. Look, at least people won't like us and won't really, but we can get some notoriety. We can be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, only podcast to also send an ambulance to some guy while they recorded. Yeah.
They're going to send our podcast into space. SpaceX. Mm-hmm. Right? Can you pay? You probably could pay some guy, one of those guys. Well, look, I'm take their CD or this or compact disc into space.
I think I thought they were selling something where they would shoot your ashes out into space. And so you'd be like on a little whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee tin.
Compact disc.
But yeah, you could be like, oh, yeah, this is my grandpa's ashes, you know.
Yeah, and you know, and it's the third REO Speedwagon record. You know, a comp.
Yeah, no, it's
of all the best.
It's a CD-ROM that you burned of your playlist of the best REO Speedwagon songs,
just
in descending order of greatness.
You know, it's just but like CDs, you could do like five records. Sometimes you could do like five records, so it'd be like REO Speedwagon's greatest hits, Bruce Springsteen, The Smiths,
yep.
You know, just some random stuff.
Well, if it's a CDR, you know, you could do MP3s, so you can't play it, but you could put it in your disk drive and then you grab the MP3s. And if you do that, then you could put like, I don't know, 50 records on there probably. Do 120, you know, kilobyte bitrate.
I'm all out of love. You know, send it to space.
Send that out to space.
See, that's how you bite Elon Musk in the ass. That's how you get back at that son of a bitch.
Right. We got to
do stuff.
You
like
got to beat him at his own game. You know.
You know. He's like, look, I built Tesla, and I'm, look what I did. And I say, look, I sent REO Speedwagon's greatest hits into space.
Checkmate. You creepy little bitch.
It's up there right now with a guy, with a man. His name is Earl Johnson. He has it in his pocket. He's going to let it free, right? That's what I assume was happened. He would open like a little latch window to float into space.
Yeah, probably.
And then aliens could communicate through it.
Yeah. We just watched the first Star Trek movie. It's about the Voyager, spoiler alert, the Voyager probe or whatever. And then it gets picked up by like a robot civilization,
yeah.
And then they like learn from the Voyager that they adopt its programming. So it could be kind of the same thing, but you send us
right.
like a CD-ROM of some heavy breather, right. And then
of the wrath of Khan. Yeah,
it's some heavy breather episodes.
But yeah, put heavy breather on there.
Heavy breather, 720 p MKV of the wrath of Khan. You know, on a DVD-ROM, right. And eventually, you know, it'll get picked up, and then over the millennia, someone, you know, some sort of right. malevolent life force will
pick
it
up
and you know, misunderstand build, it, build a civilization.
Yeah, and basically be able to communicate with us because of it. They will have learned everything about civilization through that.
Yeah.
But especially the Wrath of Khan, the scene where the little creature
it goes in his
crawls
ear.
Into their ear.
Yeah. I like the part when at the ending when it crawls back out and then Captain Kirk, he laser blasts it. He just fucking annihilates it. Turns it into...
Yeah, he kills it.
To a puddle. It's done.
He doesn't like Khan, man. He mentions it a lot through the movie. He says, I do not like this man Khan. I'm not going to lie to you. I can't remember what happens.
We just watched that also.
Yeah, it's got Ricardo Montalban, right?
Yep.
He's a good
cop. He's got a shaved chest.
He's a good wrath of. Yeah, he's like sort of shaved.
Oh, he's shaved. Fully shaved. Everywhere. All, you know, head to toe. No hair.
Yeah. They say it. They say, like, when the it says the name Wrath of Khan, and then the next thing is, explains the shaving and how often they had to shave him.
The camera, you know, there's that scene where it's just panning over every inch of his body, close up, and you get
a diagram come, like a 3D diagram. This part was shaved Monday, 6:30 p.m., but started shaving this area, but this was growing back, and it talks about how they have to keep shaving, and they have to have teams of people. Shaving
in between scenes, you know, they do a real quick touch up, shave them again. Quick
shave, yeah.
Give them a.
You can tell the film, the beautiful film stock that they use. Yeah. You know, they used a really special, beautiful film stock that really picks up on that stuff.
You could see his the razor rash. He's covered. It's irritated his skin.
Please, they have to keep applying makeup because his skin is
just breaking out.
He's getting so red. It's breaking out so red. And it also, like, you know, his skin is puffing up. He's starting to fill with fluid.
Yep.
So they're constantly diuretics. You know, he's got to be constantly taking diuretics and he's peeing constantly.
They're
his body's breaking down.
Having to, you know, lance him to drain the fluids that are.
Why are we doing this? Ricardo,
this is your life's work.
You're gonna win an Oscar. They will be talking about this forever. Oh, please, I'm in hell, kill me. You know,
let me grow my hair back, please.
He did have nice hair.
He had a nice head of hair
in the movie.
And then, but yeah, everything he wore, he was always like showing off his,
is he still alive?
His chest. His glistening chest.
It's got to be.
You think he's so? You think he's... Time to Google.
He had like, almost like, you know, like lawnmower lines, but on his chest where they shave.
Yeah.
You could see it.
Yeah, you could just... They'd be like going one direction and the other, and you could see the like change in texture of his skin based on...
The red where the a little bit of the razor blade was kind of catching.
Yeah, I caught.
Moans out. Sorry, sir. We do need to do another shave.
No, wait. This is not anywhere near over.
Calm down. Give him another injection. God. Please. You know. Anyway,
he died.
We're looking up about.
Oh,
him.
He died.
He died.
Oh, yeah, he's dead. 2009.
He died. Well, he died. I thought you were going to say from that.
Well, yeah. I mean, he lived a long time, but that was ultimately what.
Right.
It was complications. You know, he had to deal with it for a decade, decades after.
Mental. It was mental. It's like
PTSD. Yeah, it kind of broke his brain.
Right. Anytime you saw a razor or a woman. Oh, I do like that. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. We are going to have to do another shave. We just did one. Give him another injection, and they're just like, oh, draining the fluid.
Hold him down.
Wow.
Sometimes
they don't talk about it. Maybe they talk about that in the on the second DVD, the Wrath of Khan.
The commentary. You put on like DVD
kind of
the DVD commentary. There's one track you can listen to the director. Another one you can listen to, you know, William Shatner. But then the other one you can just listen to the shave boys that were responsible for shaving him.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, have to talk about. It was hard for them too, you know, like
right.
The mental toll of doing that to another human.
Yeah, keep shaving, sir. He's crying out in pain. Give another injection. Oh. Wrath to your Wrath of God. Wrath of God. It would be turned into a much different role. You know?
Yeah.
God bless him, though.
Made a good movie.
Make good movies.
Is that
I vaguely remember that one. Is that the one where, like, the first scene is, like, the pod that falls? No, that's Wrath of Khan.
Wait, Wrath of Khan. I already forgot how.
Or maybe it's after Wrath of Khan.
That's the ending. They shoot, the pod goes down. That's the very ending, and then the third one is about them. They get the pod.
They get the pod. Yeah, that's right. And it turns out that
Yeah.
You know, they, it's like a cannibalistic sort of, it's a, like that movie where the soccer team gets stranded on the mountain and then they have to resort to cannibalism.
Yeah. But a little, they made the decision a little too quickly. Like they kind of could have survived for longer, but they seemed like they were
just waited like one day.
They're kind of anxious to have for any excuse.
Get that meat.
Seems like.
Get that meat. Oh man, there was somebody on Instagram and they were like, I just didn't think anything of it. And then I really thought about it. And it was this woman. She's like, everyone should do this kind of thing more. This is so, so economical and such a better way. And I work with a specific butcher, farmer, and we got half of a cow, and it was 738 pounds of meat. And she's like, it lasts us seven months. And I was like,
Wait a second.
I was like, I would love to take a gander at your intestines.
What the fuck?
See what's going on in there. So I was like, wait, you guys eat 100 pounds? 100 pounds of
beef?
A month. I mean, I don't care. Okay, you got four people in your family. I don't know. I gotta eat 40 pounds. You're 40 pounds of beef. It's December 31st.
That beef's not going to eat itself. Go to town.
What is it? How are you going to do it, Carl? How are you going to do it? 40 pounds tonight.
I would just take it like a pill. Like I would chop it up into little pieces and then just swallow it whole.
You would have to be, she mentioned, she's like, you're literally constantly eating beef meat. You're just, oh, God.
Make it into like a slurry. You could drink it maybe.
Yeah. Please. When will it end? 7 months.
Yeah.
We're on a regimen. We have to.
This thing's got to be gone in 7 months. So figure it out.
How many pounds is that a day that you have to eat? Please do the math. My phone died. I'm dying. Oh, my God.
Good for them.
How much? If you had four people.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know, different lifestyle, I guess.
Right.
Some people.
You haven't eaten your 5 pound steak. Why haven't you touched your?
Okay, so seven times, we'll say 30. That's 210 days. So.
Yeah.
So how many pounds of beef was it?
738
pounds of beef divided by 210. Wait, no. God damn it. I typed in 211. Okay, so that's 35. So that's 35 pounds a day.
Okay, so between four people, 35
divide that by four, so that's 8 pounds of beef a day, almost 9 pounds of beef a day.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, you know,
you could do. I mean, that's not so bad. 9 pounds. I mean, come on.
That's like 18 quarter pounders. Whatever. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you.
No, it's 36 quarter pounders. Excuse.
Look, you see, think about it this way. This is the way I think about it. You know, okay, you wake up, eat a pound of beef, right? Then, you know, 2 hours later, eat a pound of beef.
Right. Well, you break.
Then it's lunch.
Yeah, exactly. You have to break it down by hour. And then if you do it that way, then it's really not that big of a deal.
It's not that big a deal, you know, because at lunch, you know, you're hungry, you eat 2 pounds of beef. That's, you're killing 2 pounds right there. Now all you got is five more pounds of beef.
You do like the Pomodoro method, but for eating 8 pounds of beef a day. So you just sort of break it down into, you know, bite, you know, like a little chunk of. You eat beef for 30 minutes and you take a 5 minute break, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. You just kind of constantly just make low dose, just eating, just gnawing all day. Yep. That's nice.
So where do you get a cow? How do you buy how do you do that? Like
you go to the farmer and you say, I want, you know,
you get to pick the cow,
half of a cow, I guess. I don't know. You run after it in the field.
Point at it. I want its big wet eyes to look at me, and then as I choose that it's the one.
Yeah. I just liked it.
I like that.
I understood her.
Yeah, we had a moment.
And I just, you're John Wayne, you have John Wayne intestines. it's John Wayne's. I want to take a gander at your John Wayne intestines. That's what I told her. And she and it's weird. She knew what it meant. She's like, there is 13 pounds of undigested meat in my bowels right now.
Compacted.
Yep.
Some people are proud of their compacted colon.
Right. They wear, it's like some people wear jewelry.
Yep.
You know, some people get their nose pierced.
Yeah.
Some people like a very impacted colon. Compacted.
Some people put their diploma like on a little frame on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, other people get an X-ray of their compacted colon.
You have a lot of meat in there. You're almost like John Wayne. If you can get to John Wayne, that's the gold standard. It was 35 pounds of meat was in his body when he died.
Is that real or just like a weird?
I don't think it's.
But if it's not, that is such a strange.
But you heard that, right? Yeah,
I think I heard it from you, so I don't know. But still, like as like an urban,
he's got this fascination about
an urban legend.
And when I'm having sex, you're John Wayne. You're John Wayne. There's all this meat in you. Yeah.
Like, why would that story get made up? You know.
I don't know. I don't know. Good for him.
Red meat impacts feces in colon. There's a Snopes article about it. Did John Wayne's autopsy reveal 40 pounds of impacted feces in his impacted?
Oh, it's 40.
What's Snopes say? Yes, I don't. You know, Snopes. Yes. I don't trust him.
That did not happen. It was 60 pounds.
Yeah, incorrect. It was 80 pounds.
It was 60. It's more. Oh, God. Yeah, it didn't happen, I'm assuming, right?
No, that's what they're saying. But they got their own agenda, you know?
Right, yeah.
They're just, it's just.
They're pro John Wayne.
Yeah, they have their, it's propaganda. It's all propaganda.
It's all propaganda. I'm sick of these companies.
You know, trying to manipulate us and get us to, you know, think certain things like John Wayne's colon wasn't compacted.
Why? I mean, look at him. Of course his colon was impacted. But you know why they would keep that from
him? Yeah. Why?
I have no idea.
There's got to be a good reason, though. It's because they don't want us to, you know, it would, we'd start asking other kinds of questions. Yeah, we'd start, you know, go into the streets.
It would start there and it wouldn't end, you know. And then people, all the people would they'd be wearing their black shirts and their black pants, mm-hmm. But they would also have compacted colons. So that would be a part of the rebels.
Yeah, the rebel, the guerrilla army.
They're constantly giving each other X-rays, waving this X-ray wand over you, like to see how compacted.
I guess another rumor was that Elvis had 60 pounds, so like he even outdid John.
No, Elvis, I read, it's funny because this is interesting. I read this because it was always like a rumor. It's like Elvis died on the toilet was the whole thing, right? And so you didn't really know about it until they released the report of it, and it didn't get released till like 2006, and it just kind of came out quietly. But basically what happened was he had been doing so much drugs and stuff, mm-hmm. that he was super compacted, and he was and all the drugs make you super constipated.
Yep.
And he died from sitting on the toilet and pushing. He gave himself an embolism,
a poo-poo. He died of poo-poo going number two,
trying to take a poo-poo.
Yeah. R.E.P. That's a good way. God would like, that's like a good way to die that I think.
Yeah. Oh no, he died good.
God would say, that's pretty God, cool.
That was, wow, he did all this stuff. And then at the very end, I compacted my colon.
tried to do a number two and made your brain pop. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty. God, I hate the show. All right, we're done.
No, okay, no. See you next time.
Yeah. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Jesus coming in on every side. Jesus coming in, yeah. Jesus coming in on every side.
Jesus coming to clean us. There's gonna be a big celebration. It's gonna be the day of love. And it's gonna be a day for forgiving what you've done. I said,
Bum 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 b